This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Becker with the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, apparently we're happiest at work at 3:25 in the afternoon. Researchers say people will experience 8 happy moments and 5 low points during an average work day. Among those happy moments are waking up after a great night's sleep, getting appreciation from the boss, receiving a compliment from a client or customer, and walking through the door after work. Low points include long and boring meetings, overeating and regretting it, and getting stuck in traffic. Now, here comes a big change. A story on NBC News says helicopter parenting is starting to crash. And free-range parenting is taking off. Psychologists say kids need adventure, and parents hovering over their every move may actually be harmful. So now more parents are letting their kids take off on their own to explore the world on their own. Man, if I was a parent in these days, there's no way I would let my kids have the freedom that we had when we were kids. Just too dangerous. Barbie has been releasing a series of STEM Barbie dolls to encourage girls to consider technical and engineering careers. Their newest, called Robotics Engineer Barbie, comes with a laptop and a little robot. And there's also information on the ebook available on Amazon called Code Camp for Barbie and Friends that introduces girls to the concept of coding. Pretty cool. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Becker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to number crunchers at the Federal Reserve of St. Louis, people born in the 1980s are more broke than anyone. Seems those born in the 80s have accumulated on average 34% less money than earlier generations at the same age. Don't worry, though. If you were born in the 80s, there are still plenty of years to catch up and accumulate wealth. Unless you just want to sit around and wait for some inheritance. Speaking of money, the Department of Housing and Urban Development has just revamped income limits in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Marin counties so that a family of four earning $117,000 a year now qualifies as low income. If you make $73,000 a year, that's considered very low income. Are vitamin supplements a waste of money? Researchers found that some of the most popular vitamin and mineral supplements, like taking vitamin D, calcium, and vitamin C, really have zero influence on lowering a person's risk for heart disease, heart attack, stroke, or premature birth. They say there's no substitute for healthy eating. Boy, this is on the other end of that scale. A cafe in England has just designed a meal to help customers conquer the day. It's a 19-piece Big Daddy breakfast with 3 slices of bacon, 5 sausage links, 3 hash browns, 2 eggs, 2 slices of bread, 2 half tomatoes, baked beans, and sliced mushrooms. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's get healthy again. Researchers at the University of Miami believe they've figured out the exact amount of exercise we need to keep our brains functioning at a high level. In order to keep in tip-top shape, we've got to get out there and exercise 52 hours every 6 months. By the way, that's 2 hours a week. Just that little bit of exercise ends up boosting our thinking and problem-solving abilities. Of course, scientists recommend exercising more than that. It's good to know, though, there are solid benefits in just doing something each and every week. South Haven Rotary Club having its annual Independence Day weekend pancake breakfast this Sunday, July 1st, 8 to noon. It'll be at the downtown South Haven Farm Market Pavilion. Proceeds from the breakfast support many community programs. Cost is $8 for adults, $5 for kids ages 5 through 12. Rotary Club Independence Day weekend pancake breakfast this Sunday, 8 to noon at the downtown pavilion in South Haven. See you there. Knucklehead news out of Georgia. where a guy has made 118 calls to 911 over the past 3 years, but never with real emergencies. It's for things like asking for a glass of milk or help finding his lost remote. And the cops or fire department have gone to his house every single time, and he never answers the door. 62-year-old William Backus of Atlanta now has a warrant for his arrest for abusing the 911 system, and not surprisingly, he's refusing to get in touch with them. Knucklehead. That's another week of the Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about this weekend? Email Paul at WCSY.com. Send me a fax, 637-2675. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. There's a drop box outside the building if it's after hours. You can leave me a message on our social media, Facebook, or tweet at COSYFM. Catch up on a podcast you've missed this weekend at WCSY.com or great podcasting outlets like iTunes and Google Play. Just ask for The Daily Buzz. By the way, subscribe at WCSY.com and we'll email it to you. And it's always on our Facebook page, too. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. Stay cool this weekend and enjoy the A to Z alphabet of classic hits on Coast. Make it a great day.